Probably not, huh?
A present?
No, bread.
Bread.
Bread. Yeah. Oh, she'd send for it.
Did you ever make it at home?
I don't think so. Cornbread, of course, but not loaf bread.
Uh-huh.
Cornbread and biscuits.
Biscuit and cornbread and rolls, they're made by the cook.
Uh-huh.
But a loaf of bread. You call up Carrick Mahoney up on the corner, send me a loaf of bread, and send it down.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever make a distinction like if it's made at home, you call it homemade bread, usually?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, then if you get it from the store, do you ever...
Store-bought bread. No, I don't
you
know.
You never said that?
Never
said
that expression,
still-bought. Yeah. No, I still bought it. I think it's a great term.
Okay. Cornbread. You mentioned cornbread. What kinds of cornbread?
Well, I'll tell you. The cornbread we make in the South, it scratches your throat. In the North, it's a spongy kind of thing, which is almost like sponge cake. It's sort of sweetish, too. No, the tower there, you're the culinary department. Tell me, now, Ella made those delicious corn sticks.
This is made out of a coarser meal and never sweetened. Mm-hmm. You get it in the North, and it's generally sort of a smooth consistency and always a little sweet. Mm-hmm. We never sweeten
it. They crumble, too. Well, of course, cornbread would come, but the difference between being brittle and not brittle. Mm-hmm. Our cornbread is brittle. That's corn sticks, but the cornbread... Pompone, I guess we call it, and hush puppies. Hush puppies didn't have any meal in them, but that was any yeast. Cornbread always had yeast in it, didn't it? I don't know. The corn sticks did.
Yeah, well,
they had little holes in it.
Corn muffins, too. Must
corn
have
muffins.
Some. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. I've never made any cornbread in my life.
But it's different. You order cornbread north of the Mason-Dixon line. It got some consistency of sponge cake and Swedish and nothing brittle about it at all. Mm-hmm. Not getting the top.
What do you call those things if you make a batter and fry them for breakfast in a...
Fritters?
Yeah, fritters. What about the kinds of things you often serve?
Pancakes, fritters.
Pancakes. What?
Pancakes or batter cakes.
Oh, batter cakes, that's right.
Oh, batter cakes sometimes.
What didn't mean a batter cake and a fritter, Annie?
Well, batter cakes really aren't fried. Batter cakes are done on a grill with very little grease. Mm-hmm. And a fritter is something that's really fried.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brittle around the edges.
Mm-hmm. We called them batter cakes. As children. Mm-hmm. And this pancakes we got later in life from other parts of the world, I think.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you want to talk about how much it weighed, okay, and you went to the store to buy some flour, you'd say you bought two what?
A few pecks.
Pecks?
Flour sold by the peck, wasn't it? Peck and bushel. By the pound? That's what you do now. So many pecks of flour, I get my little telephone right now, ordering two pecks of flour, except we had a barrel of flour.
Uh-huh.
I never heard of flour by the pound. I don't know, but she's in that department. I was thinking about hearing mother all on the you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't ordered by the stone, anyway. Except that's 15 pounds, isn't it? So nearly 15.
The inside part of an egg, what do you call that?
Yolk or yelk. I've heard people call it yelk. Haven't you, Virginia?
Yolk.
Yolk, the white and the yolk. Yolk.
Who have you heard yelk from?
I don't know. In fact, I think it's used interchangeably. I think I've heard some of my northern friends speak of the yelk of an egg. You never heard anybody say the yelk of an egg, Virginia? All right, maybe I made the whole thing up just as